Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois. The voice of the Tri-Counties. With me today, back today, we have the one, the only, Tom Derringer. Welcome, Tom.
Thanks, Chris. Great to be back again.
Yes. Just for those people who maybe heard the last episode, of course, you were a manager of grain and feed here at the local elevator for 16 years.
17.
17 years. Mm-hmm. And then found your way down to Nashville, Tennessee, and you've been Uber driving ever since. I mean, you're going on 9 years.
Yeah, going on April 21st will be my 9-year anniversary. And believe it or not, I'm within about 500 or 600 rides of doing 50,000 Uber rides in Nashville.
Crazy. That is crazy. And I understand how, or you said there was 6 million Uber drivers.
6 million drivers worldwide. So they're doing like about overall worldwide, like 30 million trips every day.
Hey, refresh our memory, or my memory on when Uber got started. What year was that?
About 2009, 2010 on the West Coast, predominantly San Francisco. That's where their home office is.
I see. Mm-hmm. And you were talking a little bit also about it's a great job because you can work the hours you want to work.
It is. It's awesome. And one of the best jobs I've ever had.
Yeah, but you also said you get checked out pretty heavy. Like, for example, if I wanted to be an Uber driver, I'd have to go through a very strenuous background check.
Yeah, it is. I mean, when you first start, they check you out. They're going to check out your license, your driving record, insurance on the car, and then they're going to do a pretty deep dive on just your personal background. Pretty similar to being like if you had a government job. So if you've got any problems in your background, you're probably not going to make the cut as an Uber driver.
They're just not going to risk it.
They're just not. It's not worth the risk to them because they've got so many drivers out there, and the pickings are pretty large for people wanting to be an Uber driver. So if you don't make the cut, so what, really,
to them? We got 1,000 people waiting in line.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
And what you really like about it, and what I think most people would really like about it, is the schedule. You pick your schedule.
Yes.
You work what you want.
Exactly.
When you work.
Yes.
When do you typically work?
Well, I typically start my day about 10 o'clock in the morning till 7 or 8 in the evening. Legally, we can drive for 12 hours on a shift, and then we have to clock out for 6 hours. That's just some of the safety regulations, kind of what like a trucker, you know, a trucker would have.
Well, it's, you know. Now, have you ever experienced a fender bender while you're driving?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've been through it.
Yeah.
You know, when you drive as many miles a year and as much as I drive, because I'm doing 70, 80,000 miles a year, driving 40, 45 hours a week in heavily congested traffic every day, it's going to happen.
But it's never been your fault.
No.
Yeah.
Honestly, no. I've had a couple fender benders. I mean, that's just almost like part of the initiation process of driving in a big town like that. So,
yeah. I suppose now you probably know the town very, very well.
I feel like I do. Nashville's become, it used to be an old country sleepy town, you know, just noted for country music. But now, with the huge influx of people, it's become a very cosmopolitan town. And with so many people moving from so many different areas of the U.S. or really the world, they're bringing their culture with them, and part of that culture is their food culture. So they like having foods that they used to like eating wherever they were from. Maybe it's a Chicago deep dish pizza or something from New York or, you know, London, you name it. That culture is there in Nashville because about every week there are two new restaurants opening. It's really hard to keep track of.
Well, let's talk about this. Let's say someone has never been to Nashville before and they're going. What would you say? What would you suggest what they need to do?
Well,
how about where they stay?
Yeah, well, you don't want to really stay down on the strip where all the honky tonks are because it's super expensive there, hotel wise. I would recommend getting a couple miles away from there and then Ubering back into downtown, because you'll be able to expense Uber a whole lot cheaper than a $500 to $700 a night hotel.
Yes.
Just to want to be on that strip, because once you've done the strip for a couple nights and honky tonk, there's a whole lot more to do in Nashville just besides that. There's lots of other music opportunities, cultural, historical.
Okay, well, let's say I got maybe 1 day, maybe 2 days in Nashville.
Uh-huh.
What's my trip? What do you suggest? Should I go first?
I would go downtown, because there's a lot of cultural activities downtown.
Broadway. Where would I start?
Well, you could start there. I mean, you got the Country Music Hall of Fame.
I know, but where do I start at?
Oh, start at Tootsie's.
Yeah, that's where I always start. I just wonder if that's where you would start.
And right next to Tootsie's, about half a block down, they've got what they call an assembly food hall now. It's got 30 different restaurants and a lot of shops and stores to shop in. But a lot of the food culture in Nashville, there's good opportunity to experience some of that right there in that food hall. Everything from barbecue to hot chicken, which is spicy chicken, and you go from there.
Okay, but at Tootsie's, let's do a brief description of Tootsie's.
Okay.
Because people are on Tootsie's, what's Tootsie's? So I'm going to let you do the brief.
Well, Tootsie's is known as the Orchid Lounge, Tootsie's Orchid Lounge. It's been there for over 60 years. It's right, there's an alley that goes between Tootsie's and the Ryman Auditorium, which was the home of the Grand Ole Opry from 1943 until 74.
Ah.
So it's got that reputation. It was featured highly in Loretta Lynn's movie, Coal Miner's Daughter, that had Sissy Spacek in that.
Mm-hmm.
So people kind of know it from there. But it's three floors of entertainment. I mean, there's a live band on each floor.
It's not very big. It's only like about maybe, is it 20 feet wide or is it 25 feet wide?
Maybe 30 max. It's tall and narrow.
I'm going to say it's 25 feet wide.
Yeah.
Only because, you know, like I said in the last episode, that town of Nashville is the same architecture as Jerseyville. And many towns across the country.
It's an old river town.
Right. It was, so it's 25 feet wide. It's about 100 feet deep, but on that last 100 feet, there's, you know, kitchens, et cetera, in the back. So we're seating probably, what, maybe 70 people? 60?
Oh, I think their limitations on most of those honky-tonks are about 300 people per place.
But that's all three floors.
That's all three floors. Right. That's mostly done for fire regulations. I mean, before you're walking in there, you're going to get by a couple bouncers first, and they're going to ask you for your ID.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're 70 years old. Like I am almost, they're going to ask you for your ID. That's just insurance.
Better have your ID on you.
You better have it. I don't care. Like
you're not going to any place without an ID.
Yeah, you got to have an ID. If you're at that cutoff age, 21, 20, 22,
you better have
definitely.
Two. You better have two.
Well, it's better.
Yeah.
But, you know, driver's license with photo ID, I mean, that's just a must. If you go down there without it, you're going to go back and get it.
Jake Maurer plays at Tootsie's at a regular basis.
Yeah, Jake's there quite a bit. Yeah.
And he puts a 5-piece band up there in the window, which is probably no bigger than this table we're talking at now.
It's wall to wall people.
It's wall to wall. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Beers aren't cheap.
No, you got to have a lot of money to go down there.
Yeah.
I mean, that whole area is designed for the tourists, for all that 50,000 tourists that come in every day.
But you got to go there the first day.
Well, you need to go there first just to experience that culture. Because you're going to see things that you have never, ever seen there before or may never see again. Because there's so many cultures in there. People from all over the world are coming there to experience the music.
Would you suggest starting there, going down the strip, getting to the end, turn around and come back the other way, or crisscross back and forth?
Well, if you make it to the end.
Or where are some high? Give me some high points that they need to go. You got to hit these places.
You got Tootsie's. You want to hit Kid Rock's place. It's totally awesome. He's got fantastic musicians, vocal people that come in there. And then, you know, Chiefs is a new one. JBJ's, John Bon Jovi's got his own honky tonk now. I mean, it's just everybody is in there making the money like hand over fist.
But there isn't a cover on these places, right?
No cover charges. Why? You don't need a cover charge when you charge what they charge for adult libations to go in there. The only time I've ever seen a cover is maybe, you know, Garth Brooks has got a new honky tonk, Friends in Low Places.
Yeah.
And maybe if he's there with Trisha, his now wife, they may charge a little bit of a cover charge to get in there, but 9 times out of 10, no cover charges. Just walk in, just have your ID ready, and when you walk through those doors, they're going to ask you, what are you having? Where do you want to drink?
Be quick about it.
Yeah, right, like now. Especially at Tootsie's. As soon as you walk in, they have very well trained.
Yeah. So. Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Tom Derringer with me. Used to live here in Jersey County and run the local grain elevator, manager of feed and feed and seed.
Feed and grain. I did the feed side.
Right. And he's been down in being an Uber driver down in Nashville since 2016.
Yeah.
Yeah.
April 21st. Coming
9 years.
Almost 9 years.
Okay. So that's kind of what to do on your first time down. Now, let's say somebody like myself has been down several times and you go, you know what? I've been through that. I'd like to go, but I don't want to do the same things I did before. I want to go and see
other things.
I want to see other places, and maybe it's not quite so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Where do I go?
Well, one place I try to direct place to the American Pickers, the TV show. They've got their own store. They're in an area called, I cannot remember the name of it right now, but it's where the Picker store is. And there's a whole lot of things to do there, shopping, a lot of history.
How far away is this?
It's called Marathon Motor Works. It's what it's called.
How far away is this Broadway?
Half a block.
Okay.
Half a mile. Excuse me. Half a mile.
Okay, so we'll walk that.
You could just about walk it, but it'd be better to drive because there's so much traffic.
Oh, it would. Okay.
It's across the interstate from downtown, basically.
Okay,
on the west side.
Something that you do, you give tours, private tours.
Yeah, when people that, I get a lot of people that come down from the Jerseyville area, Calhoun County, Carrollton, whatever, and then, of course, my hometown in Gibson City, because I advertise in the local papers. For that, I advertise up in the Chronicle up north, and then, you know, the...
You call them the cash on the side tours.
Yeah, just pay me cash or Venmo.
All right.
And that's kind of open to what you'll pay me, depending on how much you want to see and how much time we expend to do that.
So if what do you typically do? What's a good tour for you? How many hours?
Oh, 2 hours. You can get a lot done. And then sometimes I'd like to include one of my favorite local places to eat called Peg Leg Porker.
Yeah.
It's a great rib place, pork barbecue, anything like it's just super good. And you just, that gives you some of the culture.
Can you take me, can we go to some bars that have live music going on, but it's not on the Broadway? I mean,
yeah.
Is there some action going on? Is it during the day or is it in the evening or when is it usually?
It's all the time.
All the time?
All the time. Nashville's 24/7, man. I mean, last call for alcohol down there is about 2 or 2:30 in the morning. It's crazy. And I've done those late shifts before. Woo! Different class of people come out at that night.
So if I'm wanting to hire you as a private tour, okay?
Uh-huh.
So you can handle what? 4 people?
I can haul 4 people. 2 couples or some singles.
Yeah.
But I can haul 4 people besides myself.
And so we book a time,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we get with you. You know,
yep.
we book a time, we get down there. And what do you offer and what can I expect?
I'm just going to give you a tour of the area, give you some of the history, some of the culture, what used to be there, because history is derived from what used to be there to what is there now. And that helps you get, gives you a good understanding of, well, this is how Nashville got to be where it is. But like Lower Broadway, 40 years ago was...
40 years ago.
40.
Yeah.
Was a real tough area of town. I mean...
It was
all bad. I mean, the real live adult entertainment, as I call it.
Oh, it was.
Then. Very seedy, tough part of town. You just didn't... Unless you were going to the Opry, you would go to the Opry, and then you'd leave. Because there was nothing else there to do, not like it is today.
Was it all bars, too?
All bars.
But all seedy bars.
Adult shows.
What happened? When did this change?
It's just, you know, Nashville in the late 90s, early 2000s, they got the Nashville Predators hockey team to come in. So they built a new stadium for them.
Yeah.
Then across the river, they got what used to be the old Houston Oilers team.
Are you telling me that they had the CD bars and they went ahead and built that stadium there, even
with
the CD bars?
Well, the people that owned the CD bars, those kind of places understood money. And the property that those places sat on, that's where the real money is in the land that they sit on.
Did they get bought up or something?
Yeah, they got bought up.
Yeah.
Sold out.
Yep.
And then, you know, the Oilers came to town in about 2000. And it was interesting because the first year that they built the new Nissan Stadium was the first year that the Tennessee Titans now went to the Super Bowl. Well, who did they play? They played the Los Angeles.
Yes.
Well, then the St. Louis Rams.
Yeah, St. Louis Rams.
And I was a big fan here of the St. Louis Rams, you know.
I too.
Yeah, you know, the greatest show on turf. So I don't always bring that up because that's still kind of a little bit of a sore spot.
Yeah.
With some of the real loyal Titan fans there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So you can schedule a tour with you. You'll take them around wherever they want to go.
Yes.
And they'll have a great time. Guaranteed.
Well, I'll give you a good time, and I'll point out the good places to go to, and maybe some of the areas of town that are somewhat sketchy. Don't go there.
Okay.
Especially at nighttime. Just don't go.
Yeah.
And I'll say, don't go that way, or don't go that way.
You'll keep them all safe.
Well, just, you know, I want everybody to come, you know, because it's by word of mouth, because people come down there, they have a blast. Then they go back home, they say, man, you got to go to Nashville.
Yeah.
And by the way,
it's so close, it's only 4 hours.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's an easy destination to get to.
All right.
And our weather is normally good, you know,
yeah.
12 months out of the year.
I got to ask you now, have you ever hauled any famous people around?
Well, that's one question I get a lot from my Uber passengers. So what I usually retort to them when asked me that question, oh, you mean besides you? Or you two, and I get a crack up. So then, if I get the chance and the ride's just long enough, I tell them of two actual famous people I've Ubered. One of them, and I can't divulge the name until the end of this story, but it was the day of the 2016 CMA Awards, which is done at the Bridgestone Arena. That's the hockey, or that's the arena where the Predators hockey team plays. So on that day, traffic patterns are all screwed up. I mean, it's security's really tight. Roads that are normally open are barricaded because they do a big red carpet between Bridgestone and the Civic Center there. So this particular ride happened about middle of the afternoon of that day. I was over in East Nashville, which is just to the east of downtown Nashville, and I had a ride request, and it turned out to be a lady that had just gotten her nails done at a nail salon in East Nashville. Well, she put in her destination to go to Bridgestone Arena. I'm thinking, well, this is about 3 p.m. Oh, yeah, and by the way, that's where the CMA Awards are that night. So she's sitting back there behind me, crossways from me in the back seat, and she's on her phone like most people are. So easy run down there, 8 or 10 minutes, we're there. Well, we get down to 8th Avenue and Demumbrium. You're almost really directly downtown. Well, that street's barricaded. If I could have gone 2 more blocks on Demumbrium, I would have had her at her destination, but that street was barricaded. And there just happened to be, you know, a cop, like a rental cop to me, and he's standing there on the corner, and he's watching me talk back and forth to my girl passenger in the back seat. And she was telling me, well, can't you go straight? I said, no, it's barricaded. Well, anyway, the cop is kind of watching this conversation go on between us. So he pulls us over, you know, with his fingers, to come over here. I want to talk to you. So I pull over there to the corner where he's standing. He does this number with his finger to roll down your window. So I roll down my window. He sticks his head in my passenger side window and goes, what are you doing? Well, I need to get this lady down to the arena. She needs to get in there. And he goes, well, can't you see this barricade? Yes, sir, I can sure see it. But anyway, so this conversation, which was pretty much one-sided, because I wasn't convincing him of my need to get where I needed to go. So finally, the passenger, lady passenger I had in the back seat, she's had enough. So she puts down her window, and she yells really loud. Hey, I can't do it as loud because it'll bust out all the equipment in this studio. I'm Casey Musgraves. And I go, oh. And I looked back at her and I said to myself, I know who you are because I've seen some of her music videos.
Yeah.
Well, this police officer had no clue. So she had no more luck with I did trying to convince this cop. So I finally just looked back at her since now we're really good friends. I said, hey, Case, I'll get us into where you need to go, which I really didn't have a clue. I just figured it out on the go and just drove off from that cop. Just left him standing there dumbfounded. So I don't know if he wrote down my plate number or not. I really didn't
care.
Did
you drive on past through the barricade?
No.
Oh.
No, I went to north two blocks on 8th up to Broadway, honky-tonks again, down two blocks to 6th, went through a regular security checkpoint. She flashed her badge, in we go.
Cool.
Peace. Easy. So then we pulled up to the door where she needed to walk into because she was going
to
be at that show that night.
Yeah, she had
Why else would she be there? So we sat there just for a couple minutes, and conversed. We just talked about the cop mostly, kind of joked about him. So finally I asked her, would you care if I got my picture with you? And she said, go ahead. So I took four quick photos on my cell phone and dropped her off, left. Because me, I put everything on Facebook. I mean, I'm the easiest guy on Facebook to find. You always know where I'm at. Just go to my page.
Okay.
So, and within about 5 minutes, kid you not, I had like 100 likes. Like, you just called Casey. I said, I sure did. Well, did you get her? Da, 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 da. Can I get a ride? Da, da, da. No, get your own ride. So then that evening, I went somewhere. Because I wanted to watch this show that this gal that was just in my car, Casey Musgraves, I wanted to watch her. Well, I didn't know it, but at that particular CMA show, she was up for 2 awards, maybe 3.
Yeah.
You know, new vocalist of the year, female vocalist of the year, song of the year. I don't know, just a whole bunch. Well, it was also an evening that they were doing a big tribute to Dolly Parton. I mean, Dolly Parton is Nashville, okay? And well, she's up on stage with Reba McEntire, Martina McBride, you name any female big-time country star. They're all up on stage doing some renditions of Dolly's songs to her there in the audience. So I was sitting next to this guy, and I nudged him in, you know, in the ribs a little bit. So, well, she was in my car today. He goes, who? Casey Musgraves. He goes, oh. I said, oh, yeah? So I showed him my picture. Never said a word the rest of the night. So it's just a chance ride, one of a million that happened.
Well, that's cool. That's mm-hmm. cool.
And I've told that story 10,000 times.
Well, Tom, it's been very enjoyable having you in the studio.
Sure. Glad to be here.
I'm sure the locals listening might want to take you up on a private tour.
That'd be great. Love to do it. I've done lots.
And they can just message you on Facebook.
Yeah, just message me on Facebook and then I'll get it. I'll call you back, or you know, my number's there too, I think. So however you want to do it.
Well,
we'll make it work.
Thanks so much for coming in. You have a great day here in Jersey County, and we'll see you maybe down in Nashville.
Okay. Look forward to it. Thanks, Chris. So you want to do another?